the day.
Oh, nice work from Kathy Mattea. Now is the cool of the day. We heard That's the Way It Goes. That was Randy Stonehill along with Phil Kagi. And Carolyn Ahrens was here with Something to Give. It's 12 and a half minutes past the hour on a Thursday morning. Gisele Shorley joins us from Alexandria, Virginia. Raining in 70s today, huh, Gisele?
Yeah, good morning. Winter is seems to be slipping away.
Rinsed away down the go. Okay. Well, you had snow recently. That must have been a little high for you.
It's been a great winter for a Norwegian. Yeah. I had the skis on in my backyard, and so yeah. It's been good.
Yeah. Okay. David, you're kind of on the hot seat today. It's your chat. We're going to initiate a game that will simulate What's My Line. Again, that old TV show from the 50s and 60s. We have a secret celebrity guest with us. He's online with us. Mm. And I'll introduce him in just a second. But first, I want to go over the rules just a little bit here. Yeah. We'll have him sign in. And then I'll give you some clues as to his background, a little background about him. Yeah. And then I'll turn it over to Gisele to ask the first question. After Gisele asks his question, you'll have a chance to ask a question of him, but it must demand just a yes or no answer.
Okay.
And your object here is to identify who he is and his vocation, what he does for a living. Okay?
Okay,
so let's get started here with our... now, this, is, of course, is a digital version of What's My Line, so it's a little different. So will our secret celebrity please sign in? Okay. Well, that's just the username, your password. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Okay. Well, now, David.
This could sweep the nation.
David, listen closely now, okay?
Okay.
David, this gentleman that already identifies his gender, so you know, you're taking clues here. This gentleman is now in high demand as a speaker and a consultant, traveling cross country to address largely conservative audiences on varied and sundry matters, fielding questions, for example, on, say, politics and power. The views of the religious right and affairs of state. Now, his home base is in the southern U.S., where his family has a long and storied tradition. Recently, he has found that he enjoys the music blend on Broken Road Radio. He tells me that personally. And in particular, he's developed a fancy for the way David Allen Punt does news. That's why he's agreed to join us today. Ruminating at will, David does, on matters great, small, and sometimes inconsequential. He finds David truly a raconteur of the right-wing rant. He joins us this morning. Well, I thought he was going to be in Orlando, but it turns out he is in Las Vegas this morning. Good morning, sir, and welcome to Broken Road Radio.
It's great to be here.
Now, David, your task is to determine this man's identity and his vocation, if possible. We'll give you a moment here to formulate your first question, which must be structured again so that a simple yes or no will complete the answer. Understood? Okay. We begin with a question from Gisele. Gisele, you have the first question.
Yes, sir. I'd be interested in your views of how a former president can survive two turbulent terms and still come out a decent human being. Can you comment on what is like not being the center of attention, and what do you do every day now, and do Secret Service agents follow you around, and what is it like?
No.
No, sir, you're at liberty to give a more complete answer if you choose there, but no.
Well, I imagine it'd be fun.
Well, yeah, okay, all right. David, you have your question. You're up.
Okay, my question now. It can be anything at all.
Well,
I mean, but it has to be a yes or no answer.
Well, hopefully, it gives you a clue as to what this man does for a living and who he is.
Which is. Well, and then I have to guess what he does for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know that he has to do anything for a living. He's collecting checks and stuff. Well. You know? Do you, Mr. Guest, sir, I think I know who you are because I think I recognize those keystrokes. Do you know a woman named Laura?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now that's my turn for a question.
Oh, okay.
Sir, Mr. Secret Celebrity, what would you say is the most difficult thing to get used to when one is elected president? Is it the pace of daily events? Is it the weight and the importance of those events? I mean, there must be just a hellacious schedule there. When do you suppose, when did you first realize that the president is the most powerful man on earth?
When I was a kid.
Oh. Long time ago. Okay. David, are you getting any closer, David?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it nailed. I get it down.
Okay. All right.
Is it Gisele's turn or is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay.
Yep.
Just a second. I just got a call. I just got a question on the website. It's from Dan, and he's living in Florida somewhere. He said, "Did you really serve in the Air National Guard in the 60s?
You know, I'm not real sure how to answer that question because it might give too much away.
No. Well, we've got a couple of listeners who have added similar questions too here. Okay. One question is:
you didn't tell me that was part of the rules.
Well, that's David's questions require yes or no. But when we ask you questions, you can elaborate a little bit.
I'm down. Bring it on. Bring it.
Okay. All right. Now there's three questions from the chat window on our webpage now. One, was your father a member? I'll give you all three of these, and you can address all of them. Was your father a member of the clergy? Two, were you ever personally involved in politics? And I'll save that question for later.
So we do them one at a time.
Okay. All right. Was your father a member of the clergy?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Were you ever personally involved in politics?
Well, you might say in a manner of speaking.
Okay. All right, David, it's only fair that you get another yes or no question here.
One more yes or no question. Okay. Can you do a passable Bill Clinton? I mean, his voice.
Probably from... you know, they say you become like who you hang out with. Uh-huh. And I could say, let's see, now you listen to me.
Oh. How's that? Not bad, pretty good. How about Barack Obama? Can you do him?
No.
And I suspect that he'd rather
not. German accent. We're all in trouble.
Well, listen, I think the cat is out of the bag here. David, you've I think now you want to go ahead and tell us what this man does for a living.
Well, I think he has a brother named Jeb.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He has a father named with the same name as he has. I think we're talking to George W. Bush.
Okay. Well, let's see. A secret celebrity. Would you click on your camera there? Can you do that?
I'll see if I can figure out how to do that.
Yeah, he normally has an assistant to do this.
There's a whole team of assistants.
Yeah, has a team of assistants there. There he is. Uh-huh. There he is.
Who's morning. He,
there's even a resemblance.
Yeah, well, certainly there is. Look at that.
Resemblification.
There's a resemblance.
Yeah. Now, this gentleman's name is John Morgan. He is an impersonator and entertainer, travels the country far and wide, and does a terrific George W. Bush. So his alter ego is W. And John, welcome. How are things in Las Vegas this morning?
I brought my own app.
Oh, hey.
Things are great. It's the weather's they call it Chamber of Commerce weather.
No, must be like 85 and sunny, huh?
Perfect. Yeah. A little cooler than that. It's very nice.
Okay. Well,
I've got a little one of those little it's a little stuffed doll that's got a little vibrator in the bottom, and it's George Bush sitting down, and then you push the button, and then the vibrator causes the little doll to jump up and down. Or they're mostly flatulent jokes, so
we'll avoid those.
A stitch. I could play with it all week. My wife Carol gets tired after about three times.
Yeah.
You know the president puts his pants on one leg just like everybody.
How long did you start doing the impersonations because you got a resemblance, or you just picked it up, or?
There's a lot of becauses, but the resemblance was probably the main one.
Yeah, right.
That's what kind of gave gave the whole suggestion voice. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you do actually political speeches?
You mean for who?
I think eventually we're going to get to the point where you're going to say you're a liberal Democrat.
I guess now that you've seen my face and stuff, we can drop the story really. And
yeah, we can. John Morgan, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate so much the privilege of being a part of Broken Heart Radio.
Mm.
Broken
Road. Well, no hearts are broken here. We hope to mend them, but yeah, Broken Road Radio.
Broken Till Radio.
Yeah.
That would be domain poisoning.
Have you been an actor through most of your life, or did you have one of those varied and storied past like most of us?
Varied and storied, and I was always an actor wannabe. Mm. Did skits at church and stuff like that.
Huh. Mm. So do you do a religious program, or do you talk mostly to Christian groups?
Yeah, it's probably about 50-50.
Oh, okay. Corporate audiences
and church groups.
Yeah, okay.
Nonprofits.
What kind? I mean, you don't just do strictly the George Bush for an hour and a half. You have a message or a topic or maybe you do just George Bush for an hour and a half.
No, it. It's a motivational, inspirational type of a message, and David, it depends on who's bringing me in. My goal is to uplift and to motivate and to encourage and inspire. So mm-hmm. if it's a let's say it's a church that's bringing me in to do a Sunday evening service, then that message is going to be centered around what the pastor's teaching his folks in that season. Or it could be an outreach message that's mostly gospel-centered. Mm-hmm. If a corporate audience brings me in, Microsoft or McDonald's, get the hint if you boys are listening. Mm-hmm. it starts off with, you know, a bunch of Secret Service guys. Hail to the Chief, I've got this real rousing video that plays mm-hmm. that makes you feel real patriotic, you know. And then I come out as W, and... the first 20, 30 minutes of it is in character, and it's typically pretty non-political stuff, recounting some of the funny episodes of the Bush presidency, and then life today as he's learned how to paint and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. Opened the library,
wonder if he's painting his library.
Step out of character and share motivation from episodes such as learning the importance of bringing your A game by being booed off the stage on America's Got Talent.
Oh.
That was not fun.
I guess not. Gisele, when did you encounter John?
John down in Florida at a conference, and for my father's 60th birthday, and my father's from Norway, and he lives on the coast, the west coast. And for his 60th birthday, we had a big party at a hotel on the coast, beautiful setting, you know, probably 50 guests. Mm-hmm. And I told my dad, we got a special guest from the U.S., one of my friends, to give you special greetings from America. And we beamed in on a projector W, and he gave a 10-minute... personal greeting to my father,
which was
amazing and quite fun.
Good to see you again, Geasley.
Yeah, good to see you, John. Yeah.
Now, go back. You said you were booed off the stage for a program. Was it?
Yes. See, I had the year earlier. I had been on another show called ABC's The Next Best Thing, which was all celebrity lookalikes, and there's about 1,000 entrants, and I wound up in the top four, the final four. And had done a really good job. It was fun. It was on national TV. So when America's Got Talent came along, I kind of was overconfident, to be honest with you. Hadn't watched the show, hadn't done due diligence, hadn't done my homework, didn't really understand where I was. And the audition took place in Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
Huh. And it was toward the end of Bush's presidency, and I mean, when I walked out on that stage, that audience went wild. They jumped out of their seat. For all I could tell, they thought George W. had stopped by to say hello. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure. They just went nuts. And really, all I needed to do was connect with those people.
Sure.
And forget my, you know, forget my planned remarks and just say, you know, it's good to be home.
Yeah, that would have done it. So,
you know, who's tired of politics? Hand me a guitar. You know, I mean, you know, all I had to do was stay connected to those people. But instead, I kind of freaked out because the ovation just kept growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated it on the level of this is the love and respect people have for George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not. Keep that connection. I just went into my routine, and people like, who is this phony? You know, and you know, the cheers turned into jeers. It was scary.
Hmm.
And I went back to my hotel room, and you know, kind of licked my wounds there for a while, and watched August Rush 1.5 times.
Mm-hmm.
In the, about 3 in the morning, I turned off the TV. I said, "This is ridiculous," and then I heard. Felt like the Lord spoke into my heart and said, "What did you learn?" Mm. And I wrote down two key things that were transformational for me and have been my themes and my overarching preparation motivations ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, John, I've got a request from a listener. They're dying to see what you look like and asked if we could post a picture. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
I can put the link to the website up right now.
Sure. It's georgebushimpersonator.com.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a link to it. And listeners just heard georgebushimpersonator.com. And I'll find it here. And David, you can continue with your questions here.
He's also got a website called bushgrams.com, right? And why send flowers when you can send bush?
Why send flowers when you can send a bush? Yes, indeed. Yeah. I do appearances live and in person via Skype or via video that I can pre-record.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bushgram website is w.ws, just 3 letters.
Okay.
No .com, just 3 letters, w.ws. Why send flowers when you can send a bush?
Did you know Steve Bridges?
You know, Steve got me into the business, David,
really?
But we never met.
Huh.
I tried to get past his manager a couple times, and he ran pretty good interference for him because I was the competition. And
yeah,
I've met lots of people that know Steve, and they say, "Oh, that's a shame because he's a super nice guy, and I would have loved to have gotten to know him."
Mm-hmm. The Jim and Gisley, Steve Bridges, I just pulled it up online. He was a George Bush impersonator who died at 48.
Oh.
Mm. So you have one fewer competition, but yeah, it's too bad. And I think it seems like this is one of those occupations that you do it because you love it. And it's not something you found in the back of a sleazy magazine somewhere or, you know, in the want ads. Or they don't send out headhunters looking for, I wonder if we can find a George Bush impersonator. Let's beat the bushes. Let's go out and scour the hinterlands.
Beat the bushes, eh?
let's go ahead.
So that's my motto. For the best in family entertainment, you can't beat the bushes.
Yeah. Yeah. David's so smooth with puns, he doesn't even know when he does one. You know,
the puns just keep coming out.
Yeah.
When it comes to puns, when it comes to corn, I'm the colonel. But 41, he's the pop.
Oh, this is too good. The you said I'm interested in hearing what you said you wrote down for the two things you learned from that experience.
Oh, you got to read my book to get that.
Oh, no, man, a book. Selling books. Oh, now he's selling books too. Oh no.
I wrote a book called "My Life as a Bush and My Heart for Imitating Jesus."
Huh.
Oh. No, I like that.
Do you do Jesus too?
I do. I've been doing him for about 40 years.
Mm, okay. Do you do other voices, other impersonations? Of course, you know, I mean, you have that look. So it's very difficult now. It's very tough to go into like a Bill Clinton or maybe a Thomas Jefferson routine or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dance with Who Brung You, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It's like I could do other impressions, but why? You know, I wouldn't have the visual to go with the audio.
You know, I mean, picturing you on that stage of America's Got Talent, and that's this roaring ovation that you know in your mind and your heart is not for you, but for George Bush.
Yes, and when I get a chance to sit down and have a barbecue with him, believe me, I've got a whole... Do you remember the movie Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, oh yeah.
At the end of the movie, mailmen came in just carrying gobs and gobs, and they dumped them right on the guy's desk, just one after another, mm-hmm. letters for Santa Claus.
Right.
That's what I have to give to George W. Bush when I see him.
So have you made contact? Have you reached out? You kind of hung out at the library, maybe?
Just a little bit. I feel like I realize the difference between myself as an entertainer and someone who likes to share the gospel, who enjoys lifting other people up, and the president of the United States. Hello. So you know, I really don't want to be thrusting myself into his life. I did reach out actually recently because. Mm. I had an opportunity to perform at the George W. Bush Presidential Library.
Oh, really?
And I figured, well, I mean, if he's home, he's in the building.
Sure. That's him checking out a book right now.
I sent an email, you know, but apparently he was out of town. So it didn't play out. But, you know, the future is coming.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that.
I want to write that down.
It's just ahead.
The future is right around the corner.
I prefer to live in the present because then you feel like you're getting a gift all the time.
That's true. Everything is a gift. We celebrate today. Absolutely.
John, how is your painting coming along then?
I paint with my guitar.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
In fact, but just before you started the program, you played a Phil Kagi and Randy Stonehill.
Oh yes,
Number. Phil is actually a friend of mine and working with me on a project.
The world class guitar player. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Quite a talent. It's nice to know that he's still recording and still doing awfully good work. So yeah, Phil Kagi, one of our favorites here on the station. So
this is a kind of an acting question. I've been a community theater and those kinds of things, and I do puppets right now. One of the things that I do puppets. Yeah, I'm in a puppet group, and you know, we formed up in the church that I go to, and we do a number of all religious programs or religious puppet shows. Usually, it's lip sync too, and then there's we've got a longer piece where I play the radio announcer who goes back and talks to Noah, and an ark. What's an ark? It's going to rain? No. It's clear and sunny for the rest of the week. That sort of thing. And we go out and do different shows, nursing homes and birthday parties. We've got a bunch of gigs set up now, and mostly just in our area. And it's mostly, you know, we're starting to make some money. Which wow. I'm not sure if that's the beginning of the end or not. Yeah. And
I could get a Dick Cheney puppet.
Good idea. That'd be good. Now, when you do get the Dick Cheney puppet, keep your fingers together, your fingers, and then put your thumb down below. And when you talk with the puppet, move your thumb up and down. Because when people talk, they don't move the top of their heads. The bottom of their jaw moves.
A little puppeteering tip there.
So a little puppeteering tip. Mm-hmm.
Because Kermit the Frog moves his head up and down like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, all of the, you know, it seems
he's a frog, not a vice president.
Yeah,
so.
But you can see when there's new puppeteers handling the puppets. You recognize the puppets, but all of a sudden the top of the head just goes crazy. Well, people don't talk that way.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get thumb fatigue?
What's that?
Do you ever get thumb fatigue from doing
that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, you have to rest your thumb.
In fact, David has thumbs like Popeye. you wouldn't believe.
I'm afraid I'd get a cramp in my chin.
But it's kind of fun, and it's like acting, but you don't have to memorize lines.
Hmm.
I mean, you can read them off the script because the people see the puppet, but they don't see you. But back to the question. I mean, you have the George look. Are there other characters that you want to do that the George look would get in the way of?
Well, let me.
Yes. Okay. All right. There we go.
I could do some presidential puppets.
Uh huh.
You know.
Yeah.
That'd be just sitting on my lap, Ronald and. Mm-hmm. Jeb, and that'd be a good idea.
That'd be a fun thing. Yeah, that way the whole appearance thing is aside.
He could chime in and John F. Kennedy. It's not hard to pick out the accents of the different.
Well, and I did a community theater version of Annie. And afterwards, I played FDR. And afterwards, and I had my hair slicked down and my glasses down, a little perched down a little. And, I kind of did a little bit of a New England accent. Well, the way I see it, we have no fear but fear itself. And there were people in the audience, old people that had been alive when FDR was, but the voice is not right there right now. But they said afterwards, wow, that was like seeing. That was like seeing Franklin come back to life.
Well, David, maybe you've missed your calling here. You should just go ahead and full.
It's not too late. I always said it's never too late.
Just George and FDR together on stage. Yeah.
Okay.
When you were talking about puppets, I thought you were talking about your political career, but I guess I'm misunderstood. Yeah.
No, they'll always be you being used as a puppet.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the puppet. I was the one who was being manipulated. Yes.
Yeah, John. David has run from office 3 times now and succeeded in each case. Yeah.
I'm 0-3. Yeah. And then I've decided to hang it up.
I'm telling Jeb the same thing I told him when we were 12. Run, Jeb, run.
Talking with
mom's over the corner. She's coming.
Yeah, talking with John Morgan, who is an impersonator, does a great George W. Bush, looks just like him. There's now a link in our chat window, thanks to one of the listeners who looked it up for us. You can click on johncmorgan.com and see.
He's a great guitar player as well. Did you bring your guitar, John? Or
well, I actually did. I'll switch over to the guitar side of the room.
Oh, okay.
Can you play us a tune, a quick tune? Or?
Ouch! Oh. I just ran over my chair with my foot.
Yeah, he's reaching for his guitar now.
Let me rephrase that. I ran over my foot with my chair.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
Got some ptomaine poisoning.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'll just do a quick verse here, because I don't want to waste everybody's time.
Okay.
Well. I've been taking guitar lessons now for a while, and I'm up to 2 strings.
All right. That's
But you can do a lot with 2 strings. Watch this. Ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, yeah. Do-do-do. Yeah.
Well, I'm a free world leader. Freedom's rolling out to you. Well, I'm the free world leader now, mama. Freedom's rolling out to you. Well, I'm a good news instigator, compassionate conversator. This freedom is rocking and rolling on up to you. Well, I'm a Laura lover. That lovely latest day's on my mind. Whoa, she's so fine. Well, I'm a Laura lover. Ooh, that lovely lady stays on my mind. Thank you very much. That was the president doing the king.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad I got her love for my own now. Sweet child, there won't be no child left behind.
I like it.
White and blue.
This man obviously resides in a blues state, doesn't he? One of those blues states.
Bad for six in the morning.
That's not bad at all, John. John Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today. This was just a treat. And,
my pleasure.
And much to David's credit, he figured out that you were an impersonator early on, I think.
Well, that is very astute of you there, brother.
Well, you know, I kind of thought, let's see, is it possible that Gisle knows the president? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible.
Well, he's in Alexandria there, pretty close.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But does he? Is it probable?
Gisle, thank you, too, for finding John for us.
Thank you very much. This is fun. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Who do we have next week?
Push Graham by just going to W.WS. Why send flowers when you can send a bush?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Speaking of Phil Kagi, I'm going to bring him up in the background here as we close out. Bless you, John. Thank you. Best luck, and well, not that luck's a factor here, but in your ministry and in your impersonations and in your career, carry on, sir. Very, very well
done.
Thank
you, my friends.
Yeah.
God bless the broken road.
Thank you. Thank you, John.